Wait, how I'm glad you're from Georgia. Show you how narrow people can be. One night over to elevator.
I've just turned this on. Shall I turn it off?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
They told me in Wisconsin, they said, you came from the place where they beat up the Negroes every Saturday night. Oh, that really got next to me.
Mm.
I just didn't even answer.
No, there's nothing you can say to that kind of remark.
And a girl who came to be an excellent friend of mine. By the way, I have something else here that's sweet. Quite some bitter. Would you like some of this in your coffee?
No, thanks. I'm very happy.
This is... Other night, there was another bottle here of lanolin, this little lanolin plus thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook it in my coffee.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope you realized it before you drank the coffee.
Yeah, I did. I didn't think so.
Well, let's see now.
Can you see that?
Yes, I
have it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was asking about the things that you see with.
Yeah, that you should see with.
Mm-hmm. And so, what do you call this one? This is the...
It's your eye.
Okay, and which... You have one on one side, mm-hmm. and one on the other side.
One on the right side and one on the left.
Okay, so we...
That's your left over there, and this is your right.
Okay. And let's see...
Give me 100 on that, because you know how much eyes mean to me.
What's the thing that a person smells with?
Nose.
That's a kind of bad question, isn't it?
Olfactory nerve, if you want to know it, actually.
And what about the thing that a person eats with? He puts food in his...
Mouth.
Okay. And the things that a person chews with?
Teeth.
And what's the singular of that word?
Tooth.
Okay.
Little boy said at school, I said, Henry, you aren't taking any care of your teeth. You know how boss the teachers are.
Oh, of course.
I said, what about your teeth? He said, well, when have you brushed those teeth? He said, well, Miss O'Kelly, I have a teeth brush.
What do you call the things that the teeth rest in?
Gums.
And,
Rest, that's a good word.
Well, what do you call the, bottom part of your face, right here?
Chin.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that your head sits on?
Neck, shoulders.
Okay. And, a person might have a sore...
Throat.
Okay. And, the face and the hair and the back part and this, what do you call all this?
It's a person. Head.
Okay. And let's see.
I hope you're asking this to know what they are.
Let's see, on your hands you have what?
Fingers.
And what's the
nails.
And what's the singular of?
Finger.
Okay. And let's see
I know how the children must have felt when I asked these questions.
Opposing the fingers, you have a...
Thumb.
Okay. And the fingers and the thumb all go
Make
together.
A hand.
Okay. And the plural of that word? Two?
Hands.
Okay.
Thumbs.
And what's the center part of your hand?
Palm.
Okay. And the place where the hand joins the arm?
Wrist.
And let's see.
I wonder what kind of question you'd ask those who have been in school.
And what do you call this?
Arm.
Okay. And what do you call the part that bends?
Elbow. I went to Elbow Beach in Bermuda. Go ahead.
And let's see. What do you call this part of a person's body?
Chest.
All right. And if a little boy ate green apples, it would give him...
Stomachache.
Okay. And a person walks on his...
Feet. Legs.
Okay. And the singular of legs is one...
Leg.
Okay. And what's the place in the leg
Knee.
Where... Okay.
And ankle and foot and toes.
All right. And what do you call the part of a
thigh.
Person? Okay. And then below? From the knee to the ankle, what do you call that part?
That's leg, I guess. I don't know. What is it?
Well, I call it a calf.
The back here is a calf. This part's a calf.
Okay, and what's the front part?
Shin.
All right. And let's see, you said the thing you put a shoe on is a...
Foot.
And the foot.
Feet.
Okay. I think that pretty well covers it.
Oh, me.